Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Friday. Welcome to another episode of Do Things Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. You know this already. I am here with a woman who literally has the same job as I do. It's Jen Falick from The Ultimate Edit. She's a contributor to the Today Show Shop All Day. You have seen her on Instagram recommend the most amazing things. I know I'm always getting ideas from her. Jen, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here. This is so fun.
I can't believe there's two of us in this world just trying out stuff and Instagramming about it.
I know it's a good thing that we're like separated coast to coast because I don't know if we could be handled in one area.
It's true. We have the whole country covered on the bookends of the nation.
It's a lot of shopping force.
It really is. You recently shared an Instagram story of just like the boxes that come to your house and, you know, that whole sort of process of receiving things and having to try them and Instagram them. It's not all fun and games, right?
It's not. You know, it feels so ridiculous to complain about it, but you understand it. Like, to me, when I see a box, I don't see a box. I see a barrage of emails, follow-up calls, DMs saying, did you get it? Are you going to do it? Could you use it in this? Could you use that? And it's with the best of intentions, and I understand, but it is so stressful to me that I get heart palpitations when I open boxes. So oftentimes, I will leave boxes for weeks.
Oh, yeah. I do that with email.
And like, the second I open it, it's like they don't know I haven't opened it, so it really doesn't matter. The brand or the publicist is going to call and follow up either way. But for me, it doesn't feel like it's in my house until I've opened that box.
Yes, I totally understand this sort of thing. I do this with email too. I'm like, because I used to be the person who like would open emails and then I'd be like, okay, I'll deal with that later. But then I would, so it's like, I can only open something when I know that I can handle it as soon as I open it. So it's you with boxes. Like, I totally get that.
That and text messages too. I'm like, I can't press it and read it until I know I can deal with it.
Yeah. And a lot of times I'm like, oh, I thought I responded to that to like, I thought I emailed you back, but that was just me in my sleep, just like thinking about the reply.
Yeah. Oops.
So why don't we just jump right into it? Instead of one product, I need to know, like, I know you probably have your hero product that you're bringing to share with the audience, but what also have you been shopping and buying and loving lately? Like, I just want to know what's in your cart.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, let's see. So what's in my cart? What isn't in my cart? You know, it's funny. I don't, you know, I love now buying stuff because it's like the thing I want and I feel more like in debt to using it repeatedly because I purchased it. So I've been buying a lot of things lately.
Yeah.
So the most recent things that have come into my life. So I love those. We were talking about this earlier before we started, the Pura diffusers. Mm-hmm. For scent, because I have an elderly dog who pees everywhere. So I recently like went on a binge buy of all of the Nest fragrance scents.
Love those.
Because I love the Nest fragrances. I love those candles. So now I've just like gone through my whole house and replaced all the little Pura thingy-majigger-rigs that are in there with some amazing Nest scents.
Yeah.
I just bought Bondi Boost. Have you heard of this brand?
No.
Hair care. So I became obsessed with the fact that I thought my hair was starting to thin.
Okay.
It's just like another thing.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I kept seeing these ads. Of course, then it's like my Instagram knows what's in my head and knows I'm concerned about this.
Of course.
And listens in on my conversations with myself.
Of course.
So I started seeing it pop up. So I just ordered like a set from them of shampoo, conditioner, like supplement, spray that I'm going to start. But I'm not letting myself start it till September 1st so I can track
okay.
like a month. it's easier to you know, it's kind of easier for me to see the result that way.
Got to put yourself on a calendar. I get it.
Yeah, otherwise I'll forget like what day it is when I started. Same with my dog and his like heartworm medication.
Oh,
I forget.
Gosh.
Like unless it's on this exact day, yes. I'll never do it.
First of the month for us too.
Same here. So that's another recent buy. And then I just got, you know, we just went away. We went to Avalon, New Jersey to a friend's house. Mm-hmm. So I love to bring a lot of fun products there that I can try and like share, play with my friends. So one of the things was the Cover Your Assets game.
Amazing. What do you guys think?
That's like my ultimate. We loved it. It took us a long time to figure out how to play it. Yeah. It was only two of us. I decided I wanted to learn it just the two, like okay. two of us first, then we could teach it.
Yes.
And my friend who was teaching it, she thought she was a wonderful teacher. She was reading the directions, but I could see the other side of the directions. So I knew like what was coming down the pike.
Yeah.
So instead I just YouTubed like how to play Cover Your Assets and we watched like four videos and we got so into it.
Oh, that's so smart. I've never even thought to think like, because of course it's on YouTube. Of course someone has uploaded.
Everything's on YouTube.
Totally. And you guys ended up really liking it?
We loved it. But then we couldn't corral enough other, like I need to play, I feel like with four or five people, it'd be
yes.
amazing.
Yeah. It's a fun, like when you have like a couple over for dinner or, I mean, you have two kids, like I feel like your kids would be into it. It's just a very different game playing with kids versus playing with adults. Like playing with kids, it's like, oh, this is fun. We're having fun as a family. Like, oh, like here, you know. And then when you're playing with adults, it's like, fuck you, Uncle Rick. Like, you can't do that. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's vicious. And my mini episode co-host, Jackie, was saying that, like, she and her husband, Ben, like, had to have, like, a couple's, like, talk after the game because it was, like, getting too aggressive. But
well,
I
that's
love
us
that.
With I told you about, well, I think guess it's called Blockus, but I call it Blocus.
Oh,
have you gotten Blocus?
I bought it, but I haven't played it. We're bringing it with us when we go visit some friends this weekend, actually.
It is so much fun, but it gets competitive. And I have been known to flip the board, which is like verboten. Like you do not flip the board. But sometimes I get so frustrated that like everyone looks away and I just go, boop.
You go full Teresa Giudice.
The pieces go like, there's people who, totally. There's people who will not play with me anymore.
Whoa.
Which now looking back, I'm like, oh, that was really a loss. I really enjoyed playing with that person. But you know, it's that's a favorite. So that the Cover Your Assets was a great recent buy. And what are some other good things? You know, a lot of sunscreens. I wanted to try. I love sunscreen mist. So I bought that Neutrogena. It's not one of the recalled ones. They came out with a face mist.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to invent a machine that you could have in your house. It was like a spray tan machine, but with SPF in it. And you could go in every morning, stick your kids in it, and just get sprayed.
Hold on.
Like,
hold the
I
phone,
like the spray.
Though. You could get that. That could happen because they do have those machines. And what's stopping you from just putting sunscreen in it and getting one of those like pop tents?
I've gone deep into this.
Okay.
A few years ago, my friend and I actually like looked into it and it is feasible. And there's a company that makes them, I believe. But the thing is the formula of the sunscreen has to be compatible with the spray device.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it got tricky. But I feel like at some point this is going to happen. And when it does, I will be like first in line. But
yeah.
The spray mist is great. Now I'm very spoiled by the sunscreen sprays. I need everything. Just spray everything on me all the time.
That seems like a real missed opportunity and a parent's dream. Because all I remember from my childhood, and I love wearing sunscreen now. I mean, it's like so necessary, obviously. And I have an appreciation for it because I'm 33. But like all I remember from my childhood is my parents like gooping on just goopy white sticky layers and then the sand sticks to you and you smell like a banana or a coconut and it's just like a miserable experience and you can't even appreciate the fact that you're doing like something that's like healthy for your body or like sun safe or whatever. I feel like if this was a thing, parents would be flocking to it and just shove your kid in a tent and like waterboard them with a sunscreen spray.
100%. Like I would send them through a car wash. Like whatever it is, I will sign up for that. Like just please do this for me.
Now I know your oldest is at sleepaway camp right now. What is the sunscreen regimen for kids who are at sleepaway camp who also like hate sunscreen but like need to wear sunscreen? How do you know she is like safe?
So this is what's so funny. So I was like, maybe this is going to be the moment that she actually gets into sunscreen because she doesn't really have a choice. She's there. But now there's like a status sunscreen. at sleepaway camp. And we had one call with her, and all she wanted was this one specific sunscreen. And it's like, I guess, you know, I'm 42, so I'm a little older than you, but I remember like being at camp and it was like charm necklaces or whatever the thing was like you had to have. So the status sunscreen of summer 21 for the like tween crowd is sunbum spray.
Okay. That makes and a lot of sense.
And I'm on like a text chain with all the other moms in the bunk. We're like, we think that these kids might be drinking the sunscreen because they want cases and cases. And it's the only thing that they'll use.
They're like, go to Costco, buy it in bulk, ship me a pallet of the sunscreen. Yeah. They want it like pulled right into their dorm, their bunk rather. Like just load her up.
Like on a crane. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the thing. So they're using it. And I think because that's like the cool ones. When you get the cool one, then you want to use it. It's like the, you know, what was it? Like the Cocoa Brownie Revlon lipstick or Black Honey lipstick, whatever it was. Like you use it because it was the thing.
I'm thinking of my camp experience. And I mean, yes, you're a little older than I am, but I think we can all remember Australian Gold tanning oil.
Oh yeah.
And also Sun-In.
Oh, Sun-In. I mean, I convinced my grandpa in Macon, Georgia, before I went to sleepaway camp, he was going to take me to Caldor's. And he didn't know any better. And I bought so much Sun-In. Oh, and I remember sneaking back to my bunk between activities to spray it in. Needless to say,
you're like,
it didn't turn out well.
Yeah, my orange hair just glistens. And like you'd be like squirting like lemon into your hair. And it was just like a time where it was like no one really knew that hair was different. So I couldn't understand why some of the girls like the Sun-In worked better for them. I had a natural brunette with like really warm undertones that like don't like it just was never going to work for me. And I would always be like, my Sun-In's broken. Like mine doesn't work. Didn't understand hair chemistry.
I need to be recalled.
Yeah, exactly. Mine's expired. I didn't really like understand. But like that's the beauty of being that age is like, you know, one person has something and then everyone's like, oh, that's perfect for me too. And we're all going to use it. And like results may vary.
But as we say this and as we have this conversation, all I'm thinking is like, it actually, everything comes back around to that mentality of like Instagram and seeing like, I see what you post, see what's up, and you order it and you get it and then you use it. And it's not always the same. Thank goodness now we're old enough to put the thing back in the box, drive to the UPS store and return it.
Right. Yeah. Or like ask the questions that's like, hey, like, you know, here's how my like skin or hair differs from yours. Like, do you think it'll still work on me? And like get a, you know what I mean? Like it's so.
Yes. And get some feedback and make an educated choice.
Totally. But I always love it happens. I'm sure on your page, it happens in G-Thanks too. It's like some things are a super hit with some people. Some things are a super miss with others. And it's kind of fun to figure out like what works for everybody. And I think it's cool it's a better way to shop. It's a smarter way to shop. And the older you get, the more you know yourself. So you're no longer like just blindly buying, Sun-In when you have dark brown hair that is never going to get lightened by the sun. A lot of $9.99 bottles of Sun-In. I could have saved that money. But it's wonderful. Speaking of hair though, you recently turned me on to what I think might be like the most game-changing hair product since I discovered Olaplex 6. And this is a lot cheaper than Olaplex 6.
Yes.
It's the L'Oreal 8-Second Wonder Water. And I don't understand it. I have like a lot of questions, but I don't want any of them answered. It is just, I'm like, it works. I love it. It's amazing. Like, what is it? It's so good.
I have no idea what it is. So I still, and you know, I was a beauty publicist for a very long time.
Yes.
So I was in the trenches with these brands and the naming of products. And I should know better to just be sucked in by a name. But the name of that product intrigued me. So I had to have it. I was
8 seconds.
It's a micellar water, 8 seconds, wonder water. I was like, I need to try this.
Totally.
And I couldn't understand how it worked. But it's amazing. It's like you put it in your hair. And the weirdest thing, don't you think it's weird how it does warm up? Like you feel it warming up in your hair.
It warms up. And it's also like,
how does that happen?
I have no idea, but it's potent. And I guess because I opened my mouth in the shower, which I didn't realize, like it's just kind of like a half open and a little bit got into my mouth. And it was like, it was not like having a little shampoo in your mouth. It was like this is just like, I need to spit this out. I need to rinse it out like immediately.
So I wonder what's in there.
I have my mouth shut now, but I don't, that thing could just have poisoned me and I would have been like, I'm still buying it. It works really well on my hair.
It
I will
works
deal
so
with it.
So well.
So it is.
And I like how it's like portioned out on the back. Yes. So you can sort of see, I don't use the full amount each time because I assume it's for someone with like a long lustrous locks.
Totally.
So I just use like half.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing and it doesn't weigh your hair down.
No, it's really crazy. And for those of you who haven't tried or don't know what we're talking about, we also don't know what we're talking about, but yeah.
But we like it.
It's like a water that takes the place of a conditioner. It kind of is marketed as, you know, there's so much product in our hair weighing it down. Everyone knows there's always that time kind of maybe right before you need a haircut or if you have been swimming in the pool or the beach where like no matter how often you wash your hair or how well you blow it out, it still is like, it feels heavy and sticky and it feels like there's stuff in it. And this thing like just wipes that, you shampoo your hair like normal and then instead of conditioner, you put like this wonder water in your hair and you let it sit there.
You massage it in. It warms up.
It warms up. And then all of a sudden you're rinsing it out and it feels like you just deep conditioned your hair. I don't know how else to say it. It is amazing.
That's a perfect explanation.
Yeah.
That's the experience.
It's like
it's great.
Soft and all of a sudden like you're running, you know, because after you shampoo your hair, you can't get like a finger through it. It's like just a lot. And then why you condition. This is like deep conditioning your hair. Like all of a sudden it's so soft. You can just like slide a comb through it. But then it's also weightless. Like I feel like I'm saying the commercial, but it really is true. You just don't even, it's so nice. And you were the one that convinced me to buy it, even though I've seen it all over Instagram, because you were like, this is saving my summer hair. You know, instead of conditioning like a couple times a week, I'll use this Wonder Water. And I was getting to that point where I was like, my hair feels so heavy with product. And I feel like, am I getting it clean? Like, what's happening? And I like to wash my hair a lot. I am one of those people that like, if I could wash it every day, I would. And there used to be a time where I did. And now I try to do it every other day. But I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I just wash my hair on Sundays and Fridays. Like, I just, that
yeah,
I can't
be there.
I can't live that life. There's not enough dry shampoo in the world. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy this. I'll try it. It's a pretty, it's like, what, $9? It's like not expensive.
Yeah, it's like $8.49. I was just looking up, so I was just reordering it. I think it's like $8.49 on Amazon.
Yes. And then it changed the hair game. And we're going to visit friends this weekend. And I was like, I'm bringing the Wonder Water. And she's like, what's that? And I was like, don't look it up. Like, don't Google anything. I'm just going to make you use it when you take a shower. And I'm going to change your life. She's like, okay. But it's great. It's awesome.
I love finding like those things. I just love finding them. It's fun to try stuff. I swear, I think I saw it like when I was doing my oldest daughter calls fidget hunting. They're obsessed with fidget toys.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying, let's go shopping, they say, let's go fidget hunting.
Sure.
Which is basically just shopping for fidgets. So I think we were at like Walmart hunting for fidgets. And I saw it on the shelf and I was like, oh, like this name, it just sucked me in.
Yeah.
And now I'm addicted to it. I love it. I think it's such a great product. I use it on myself. I use it on my 6-year-old who has the naughtiest, curliest hair ever.
Yes.
And it's quick. I don't have the patience also for like deep conditioning treatments.
Yeah.
I try, but like I just can't sit there. I'm too antsy. So.
I sleep with a hair mask in once a week. I pull it up in my microfiber.
Yeah, like the towel thing.
Yeah. And that's great and all, but it's still a lot of product. And I, you know, and anything that promises 8 seconds. And like, I always leave it in a little bit more because 8 seconds feels like no time at all. But it's not something, this is not like a deep conditioner. This is just like a rinse. And it works.
Yes, it's a rinse.
And it's crazy. And I thank you for being the tipping point for me to buy it, because now I think I'm going to buy it in bulk, just like the girls buying the sun balm for camp. I'm going to have pallets of
a palette delivered. Well, I'm honored to have played that role.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. So the thing you have to know about Jen is that all of those weird like home gadget things you see on TikTok that you're like, this must be like a scam. This must be crappy. You know, she actually like tries them out. You recently posted about the little sort of catch-all for the detergent. And I was like, that is genius. Yeah. Tell us about that, because that is like a thing that I feel like I would see on TikTok and I wouldn't know if it was legit. But now that you're testing it out, I'm like, okay, now I know it's legit.
Yeah, I mean, I love those simple solutions. I started, I think it was like 3 years ago, I did this Today Show segment and I wanted to feature these socks that I'm obsessed with. And then I was like, there's something here. Like, let's just talk about boring things, but the best version of them. And that sort of turned into this Better Basics beat that I do now regularly for Today and for Shop Today. And so that propelled me into like trying all this weird stuff. Cause I feel like there's all these little problems that we have every day that are not big deal, but just little annoyances, and there's easy fixes.
Yeah.
So for me, like in my laundry room, the detergent is always dripping down a little bit. So it's all over like the top of the, and then the laundry room smells like detergent and it's just messy.
Yeah.
So these things are so smart. So it's called, I think, the Tidy Cup. And you literally just put it around the big spoon, because we all get those giant detergent. If you use like liquid detergent,
yeah,
I feel like we all get like the giant Costco
things
out. So it fits right around the little nozzle and you click it in and then it sits there and it catches all the drips. But the smart innovation on this one in particular is that the bottom of it is raised. So you have like a little, almost like a gutter or something. So that when you put your detergent cup in it, it doesn't sit in the detergent drippings. So it's not all sticky and gross. It's always neat and clean. And the drips just go like underneath it, sort of into like these little gutters.
That's so genius. That's like a step ahead of what I would even think that I would need. Because like, it's like the catch-all solves the one problem of like, okay, well now the detergent's not on the floor. But then it's like, oh, it's all over the cup. So to even
add the
like raised part of it is so smart because, yeah, I mean, detergent is... like the only thing that cleans up detergent is more detergent, like putting Dawn soap on it.
Yeah.
So then you're just like covered in soap and everything has that like slick, greasy kind of feel to it. And once it's all over the floor, then it's all over your feet. Then it's,
and when
all
it's
over,
on your hands.
It's on your hands.
Like, that smell stays with you.
Yeah. Or like a piece of clean laundry like falls out of your arms when you're transferring from the machine to the thing. And then you're like, okay, now you have to get washed again. That is a very easy. And what does it cost? Like less than $10, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you can get like a pack of two. It was like $15.99 or $12.99 for two of them.
Genius. Those are the things that I'm like, if I get that, then I'll really have my life together. Then I'm really an adult. Then I really have it.
I mean, at 42 years old, I have like a house and two kids, and I still feel that way about purchasing. I'm like, if I have that, I'm real grown up.
I really did it. This is it. This is the thing that's going to change everything. That was a genius thing. Do you watch the Restock TikToks?
I just started to see them. What is that?
It's really addicting, but it also makes me so mad. And it's also like a waste of plastic, but it's like people make these sort of ASMR-y type videos of them refilling their fridge, and their fridges are always, I mean, if you opened my fridge right now, you'd see like different, you know, different brands and kinds of Tupperware with like random food. Nothing's labeled. Some things have been there past their prime, and then like once every 2 weeks, it's like a whole production of like, now we have to clean out the fridge. It's something, it's like, it's maybe like two jars of pickles because I couldn't see one and I opened up another one, and now it's like we have three half-eaten jars of pickle. It's stuff like that. So this is like the absolute opposite, where it's like people who, when you think about the time it must take, but devote their entire lives to like a system in their house that's like refills and containers and labels, and everything is so clean. And every time I watch, I like forget that there's a part of me that just forgets that TikToks take a while to make, but it looks like it's happening really, really fast. So I'm like, how hard could it be to make this my life? And then someone pointed out, like, this is their entire like personality, like organizing.
I feel like those people, all those people, by the way, are all going to be in institutions soon. They're all going to have full on breakdowns, and they're going to just like get a million jars of half eaten pickles and just like spread them all over their house.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I would say to them, join us now. I'm already in that world. We already have all the jars of pickles.
There's a shortcut.
Yeah.
It's
come over to my side of things. But I've been watching, and it's just so soothing, though a lot of the G Thanks listeners did point out that it is such a waste of plastic, because you're putting in, you're like, take a lot of them like buy, you know, a container of cleaner, but then they want it in a jar, but they're not buying like, so it's like this, and then you throw it out, and then it's just a lot of like it's a lot of like packaging, a lot of waste, and it's a lot of one-use things. Like instead of buying, you know, cereal in like a family-sized box, they're buying things of like mini cereals so that they can stack them just so. And it's like, okay, but you know, when you think about the lifespan of all of that plastic and garbage, it's not a great feeling. But every time I watch, I'm like, wow, like I'm so soothed by it. They're just like wiping their counters and like labeling their jars like detergent, soap, and I'm like, wow, like, oh my gosh. And I'm wondering, like, does that mean I'm like, are we now truly adults where like the entertainment I'm getting from the internet is like watching people like put their Tide Pods in like a pretty jar? Like, is that where I'm at right now in life?
But remember, did you ever watch MTV Cribs?
Of course. Back then,
and all I remember is those fridges with the soda lined
Gatorade.
Up and the lube,
yes.
And everything. And when I got, like, when I first moved into an apartment, I remember, like, the first thing I did in my refrigerator was, like, line up my sodas. Like, I just wanted that. And then you kind of want to open, remember how it would open? It would be like, psh, psh, like, it would be a slow-mo opening.
Yeah.
And it would, like, reverse.
And then they would do, like, a full, like,
that's like what I envision. I'm like Ludacris or whatever in my house, like opening up my fridge. But I feel like this is the evolution of that in like the TikTok world.
You are so right. And that makes me feel better because I loved Cribs and my husband
loves Cribs.
My husband has downloaded illegally like old episodes of Cribs. And sometimes I'll come out of my office and he'll be like, doing work on the couch and like an old episode of Cribs is playing in the background. I'm like, I know why I married you. Like, this is definitely why I married you. Cause only like I would do the same exact thing, but it's so funny because it is exactly like that. It's these big beige houses and they're giving the house tour and they're like, here's my big beige house. And they'll open the fridge and it's like all the Coca-Cola, all the Gatorade. And remember, Jen, this is before they figured out like endorsements on television, so they wouldn't make you cover the brand. It would be like a free ad for Gatorade. Like no one was getting paid for that.
Wow. I know, it's true. It was before that time, and now
And now all I see on TikTok are like sometimes there's a whole restock with like just Chobani stuff, and it's like a Chobani ad, and I'm like, like these people are smart. Like this is smart.
I know. It's like that's the thing. The TikToks take so much time. But if you do it well and you do it consistently, I mean, I feel like these kids are killing it.
They're killing it. And you know as well as I do, like Jen's out here trying to do more reels. I'm out here trying to do more reels. It's like a full-time job trying to do these reels. I hate it.
Oh my God. I never feel as old as when I try and put text overlays in my reels. And then my wrist starts to hurt.
Yeah, carpal tunnel. Yeah, exactly.
Scrolling all day. Like, this is just not so fine. I found this, like, great younger girl who lives in my town who comes and helps me shoot them. But things I'm like, my wrists can no longer handle this type of detail. Let's film it.
Yes.
And then you got to put, like, this is what I want to say. I, like, handwrite it. And then, because otherwise, my eyes are going to pop out of my head. I'm going to have no use of my hands.
Genius. Another great idea from Jen, everybody. I am outsourcing the reels. Jolie and I are always talking about it. We like, you spend so much time on the video, you get the beats to match the music you pick, and then the text, like they've made it for something that they are so excited about, for something that Instagram says.
It's so not well executed.
It's so not intuitive. And it's like, but the thing is they reward you when you post a reel. You get way more engagement. You get, you know, it's showing up in everyone's feeds, like all of this great stuff. And then every time I'm like, I forget that I was just crying in my office being like, why is it so hard to make this make sense?
It's like a drug.
Yeah.
And then you do it. And then they're like, then you want to do more, but you can't do more because it's too hard to do more.
It's the Vegas of my phone. It really is. It really is.
Yeah. It's the Reels thing. You know, I was excited when, for me, video is so much more comfortable than still photos. Mm-hmm. Like, I love video. I just feel I'm happy to talk live on camera, whatever. So when the video thing started becoming big on Instagram, I was thrilled. At first, I'm like, this is my happy place. I feel much more comfortable here than in a photo. But now the Reels thing, it's like the reason that I hid from TikTok. I just can't put the time in to create the, like, in my head, I have all these ideas. But the actual execution of it, it takes a long ass time.
It is so hard. And it really, I respect teenagers. I respect TikTok people who are going viral. I respect these restockers, even though I wish they used less single-use plastic, because it is a full-time job. Like, I made that baboon to the moon reel, and it took me like...
That reel was amazing.
Thank you.
That was like, first of all, I forgot about that reel. That reel was so smart. And I showed it. I was with someone that day, like someone from like a big work meeting. I was like, you guys, stop everything. You have to see
this. Oh my gosh, thank you.
And like all these digital marketing people, like that is such a smart reel, but that it's hard to do. It looks easy. It's not that easy,
but it was
compelling.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that because it took me way longer than I wanted it to. I was like, if I can't do this in 40 minutes, like I'm not doing it. But then of course, like you're 36 minutes in and you're like, I will finish this. Like I'm going to get this done.
Come hell or high water.
Totally.
This reel is going to get done.
I think I need to set myself up either with like a cool teen. I do have some cool teens in my neighborhood. I'm going to like put out an ad being like, are you a cool teen who wants some money? Will you come do reels for me? I should.
It's such a smart thing. And this, the girl who is helping me, I touched, was like, this is a business. And you know, do you follow Smarter in a Sec?
No, but I will right now.
She's amazing.
Okay.
She just like sort of started, she posts such interesting content. And she had said in one of her things, like, it would be such a smart job for someone to become like a TikTok producer of sorts.
Yeah.
And be able to, because a lot of it too, you know, you're like me, we work independently, right? So a lot of it's accountability. And some days I'm like, I want to do a reel, but I also kind of really want to, you know, go work out in my basement and then like hang out with my kids maybe for like 5 minutes until they start screaming at me.
Totally.
So I don't do the reel. You know, you have to have accountability for it.
Yeah. I mean, that is I've been working for myself for years. My husband has been working for himself for 10 years. We're both freelancers. And you really do have to put yourself on a schedule or you will lose so much time. It was almost easier. I love, you know, the flexibility of doing my own thing, but sometimes I'm like, wait, it's Thursday and I've done nothing this week. Like you're just
This segues perfectly into the product.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hold it up to show you.
Tell
but obviously
me.
Now on a podcast, no one can see
Tell
it.
Tell me.
But the best thing ever is this time, my timer cube.
Yep.
And I put it in, it's been in my newsletter before. I found it, I think, from Things I Bought and Liked.
Yep.
It was like Instagram, like epic celebrity in my Instagram scroll world.
Me too.
But I use this timer cube, is the most simple thing ever. And I use it to time block. It's got like 5 minutes, 15, 30, and 60. It keeps me, like if I'm scrolling Instagram and doing commenting or whatever you have to do, I'll like set it for 15 minutes. And then it's done. If I'm writing, I do freelance writing for brands, for clients. I bill hourly. I set it for 60. I work. That the timer cube to me has been one of those little purchases that was like random and I didn't know if I'd use it.
Yeah.
That I use 10 times a day.
Jen, I have a confession. You.
What?
Because it was in your newsletter, I also bought myself a Pomodoro timer.
I
literally
love this
got
oh,
this.
Yours is cooler looking than mine.
Well, you can do it for any minute within 60. But
okay. You
were the one that gave me this idea. I got this idea from the Ultimate Edit. And because I was losing time to emails and, you know, scrolling and then more scrolling and then my later day in the day scrolling. But I have never thought to do. I set it for like longer blocks and for like serious work. But what you're telling me is something I've never thought about before, which is like, even if I'm just scrolling on Instagram and like commenting or sharing or, you know, posting something from the Patreon or whatever, I should set like small amounts of time. Like usually I'm like, okay, I'm only going to do it. Like I only use the timer if I'm like 60 minutes of emails or 30 minutes of writing or like I'm going to tidy up the office for 45 minutes or whatever. Or sometimes I'll time myself, like I'll put on one Law and Order and then like however clean I can get my house in one Law and Order. But I have never thought to use it for like 5, 10, 15 minute little blips of time, which makes so much sense.
Those are the most useful.
Because those are the most useful because that's when you get sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
That's genius. I actually kind of like your cube better. We're having clock envy over here.
I know. But this is the world that we are in right now. I like this one just because it's set. I flip it on its side and I forget about it.
And then
I'm not tempted to like keep checking the time. It just goes.
There are so many TikToks too of like, people who are like, they do like these POV videos. I'm sure your daughters know much more about that. Like,
yes, my daughter's done some POV videos, yeah. But they make no sense when she does them. I'm like, do you even know what this is? She calls it a POV.
A POV.
Like, what's a paw?
I feel like Jen is going to be a recurring guest here on G-Thanks, especially as the holidays come up. But I feel like we're going to have to rope your daughters into an episode because, like, that is an idea. We have to have your kids come when we're talking about gifts for kids. Because I remember last Christmas and last Hanukkah, last holiday season, everyone is like, what? Like, we're now all at the age. We all remember being young and being like, ugh, like, adults don't get what we want. We are the adults now. We don't know anything. And last year it was LED lights. And it was just like, throw LED lights at the kids. This year, you know, it's something different. We need them to come and just, like, school us.
They would love that. You know, I was trying to, like, it was homeschooling last year around holiday time. Yes. So my kids were home. And I had to write and I had to work. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to be a good mom for 10 minutes. I set my little timer cube for my 10 minutes of good momming. And I was like, Alexa, why don't you come up and do a blog post? I had to write a gift guide. And so I was like, why don't you put a list together of the 10 things you want? Which she did. And it ended up becoming like one of my most popular posts, I feel like, around the holidays last year. Because people don't know what 10-year-old girls want.
They don't even know what they want. So you got to ask them like the day you're going shopping because the thing could change.
It changes, I know. But it was like, it's like an LED lights, a thing that makes lights go up on the ceiling.
Yes, the stroke.
Fidget
yes.
toys. Now I feel like it's just squishmallows.
I was going to say squishmallows. Okay. I feel like I'm sort of keyed in because I follow you and you have young girls and I follow Alana Wiles who has young girls, Mommy Shorts on Instagram. And so I feel by osmosis, even though I don't have kids, I have a lot of kids in my life. I'm like, you know, it's very important to me to be cool to the children in my life. I just took my friend's 13-year-old to Universal Studios the other day simply for cool points. I was exhausted, but it was worth it to me. Big points. And I also like rides. And it's like a lot of people in my life are not like keen on going on big roller coasters. You know who's keen on roller coasters? 13-year-olds. So we take those.
13-year-olds. Yeah.
And that is important to me. I always want to be like the one who gets it. You know, having clout with teens and tweens is that's high up on my list of priorities. Not going to lie.
And even just using the word clout gives you clout. Right. Like, I remember when my daughter said like one of her friends got a dog. She goes, she got the dog for clout. I'm like, for what? Like, for clout.
What do they do? That is so funny. Tell her that it's her friend and all like 25-year-old guys who get dogs so that girls will come up to them and talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, is that what clout is? Yeah. It's like, yes, and then other kids will want to come over and do TikToks with their dog for clout. I'm like, this is...
Honestly, it makes sense. It is so crazy, but like, I'm also I get it. Totally.
I'm like, maybe this is why like the big famous Instagrammers don't have that many friends because they're scared people are friends with them to take pictures for clout.
Yeah.
Like, is this why this girl doesn't take her dog out in public now? Because, you know, it's such a funny world.
For all different reasons, every generation has funded the next generation of therapists. You know what I mean? Like, we're all in it for our own weird childhood. All these TikTok teens will be in it one day being like, I just feel like, I get so many likes, but do I really like myself? And then there, you know, that's $120 to the therapist. It is going to be never ending. And, I appreciate that. Like all the, we need doctors in the world. So that's great. We're just setting everybody up for success.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm so obsessed that you brought the timer. Can I ask some questions about your routine? I need some tips.
Please do.
So like, you work for yourself, essentially. You have, you're like me, we have different people we write for. We're not tied to the desk 9 to 5, but we do have deadlines. We do have people who are emailing us, people who expect things on our calendars, phone calls. You have kids. I don't really have an excuse. I have this dog. But how do you, like, what's the routine you've made for yourself that is both gives you some freedom, but also like you actually stick to it so that you can actually get your job done?
It's always evolving.
Okay.
Because schedules are always changing. So right now, for example, this summer was huge for me because it was the first time that I had in my head what I thought was going to be, you know, my older daughter's away at camp. So my younger daughter was in camp every day from 9 to 4. And a big moment in adulting for me was being in my house alone. Like, that was like a moment of realization. I'm like, I'm alone in my house. Am I going to be a grown up and do work, or am I going to watch Handmaid's Tale?
Right.
And like question, and I was good. I'd be a grown up. I'd do my work. But also, as you know, our work is very strange because a lot of times you're trying a product out and it's like, there's a kid's book called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yes.
Or if you give a pig a pancake, like I am that. It's like, if you give, like, you know, a blogger a lip gloss, then she's going to want to put on the bronzer.
Right.
And then she's going to want to try out the new Dyson and dry her hair.
And then it's 3:30 p.m. Right.
Exactly. And you're like, yeah, I got to get my kid off the bus.
Right.
So I have half a face of makeup and like I've been wearing. So, you know, I try to my goal is always to get everything done by 3 o'clock so I can decompress and then, you know, be present for my family or like just be more chill. But the truth is Instagram, it's love hate. Like
yes.
I always feel like this pressure for that. And my newsletter goes out every Thursday. So Wednesdays for me are typically my like get it all done day, make sure everything's plugged in, do the promotion on Instagram to keep building the, you know, you and I have talked about like building subscribers.
Yep.
And so Wednesday is like, that's what I do on that day. Then a segment can come up and I'll get a call from my producer and they want 50 ideas for back to school innovations by yesterday. So the day ends up being haywire.
That's the other
I
thing
start
too,
out with the
you
best
guys,
of intentions.
So many editors and like, God love the editors. They're the ones that pay us and it's amazing. But a lot of times freelancing is like, not schedulable. It's like a lot of
right.
like you are a go-to person that they call for X, Y, and Z. And like maybe last week they didn't know that they had this slot open and everyone wants to reorganize their dorm and, you know, oh, we got to do this dorm reorganization thing. But we have to do it now because if we do it in 2 weeks, it's too late. Everyone's already gone back to school. Oh, are you available? And it's kind of this thing where it's like, I'm not really available. I would have loved a heads up, but it's also like, this is my shot.
Yeah.
This is my only shot. And, you know, and so you all of a sudden you're like, oh, this was, I had this time blocked out on my calendar to go through all my emails, get to inbox zero, clean up my stuff. And now I'm doing like 50 fun ways to organize your dorm for under $100 because that's the thing that pays you. So it's like a lot of like on the drop sort of stuff that you have to make room for because then you get paid.
Like I time block and I've had, I kid you not, I try and do these family photo albums every year to get like the pictures off my phone and things. I do them
That's
on Shutterfly
nice.
And it's a production. It takes me months.
Yes.
Like this is like the bane of my existence, but I force myself to do it.
Nice.
I have time blocked and then just switched the days for my 2019 year in review photo album to the point that it is now scheduled. I'm going to work on it on a 6-hour block on like September 12th.
Oh,
like that, it just keeps getting moved because I usually do it the June of the next year because I feel like I need 6 months to really assess what was important from the year before so I don't just put in a bunch of stupid pictures.
That is so impressive, Jen.
But last time around, it was like that's when COVID hit, like when I would have started. So everyone was home. No one was ever, so I couldn't get it done.
It was scary.
And so it just, I just keeps like finding and replacing, find and replace, find and replace, find and replace.
Have you ever thought to just do it at the end of the month while it's fresh in your head, just to do that month, put it in and then like just kind of build it over? I'm sure you have. I'm like, have you ever thought about this obvious way to do it? I'm sure it just doesn't work.
So I actually would love to know if you have that answer because I feel this way about like the photos on my phone too and cleaning out emails. Like I would love to be the person that at the end of the month, like the last weekday of the month, I have a big alert on my phone that pops up and says like, do these things.
Yep.
Clean out your camera roll.
Yes.
You know, put your important photos somewhere. But I never can do it. Like,
no.
I mean, in the same note, I haven't given my dog his heartworm medicine in like 3 months. I just realized. Like, I'm not great at that.
Me too.
But if I was, there'd be so much less stress in my life.
Totally.
But I just... I don't know.
I don't make,
I can't figure it out.
I don't make like health related resolutions. I don't believe in like weight loss resolutions. I don't listen to all of that stuff. The resolution I make every year, and every year I fail, is that I'm like, this is the year that like when I go to a place and take a lot of pictures, I will create a folder. Oh, this was my vacation to this, and here are all my pictures. And I'm going to take some pictures that are not screenshots. And I'm going to take some pictures of like me and my husband and me and the, like, and I'm always thinking, I'm so morbid, but I'm like, you know, when one of us dies, we're going to want to have these memories. But then, you know, I'll have such an amazing, organized, like beautiful 3 weeks of January of photos. And then it's back to like selfies, screenshots, yes, like blurry pictures of the dog, like stuff that like where I parked at the mall, you know, like with a parking spot so I can remember it. Like there's nothing there. And every year I fail. And I really, if you guys know of an app out there that will do this for me, like I will pay the annual fee for an app. But every year I'm like, I'm so jealous of you and all of the people. I know Molly Chen is another person who does this. They make these like year in review books, beautiful pictures. If I made a year in review, it would be like a selfie of me, like a picture of Dan doing something weird, like 7 pictures of the dog, 3 pictures of the cats, and like 8 screenshots of like an Old Navy jumpsuit that I saw and that I like wanted to remind myself to buy later.
Mine are not beautiful. I will tell you this. They are not beautiful pictures. I pride myself, you know, I feel like you're similar, as I love to write, and I love to write funny stuff.
Yeah.
So mine, the pictures are whatever, but I like to try and capture the moment in captions.
I like that.
The problem is, 2 years out now from 2019, I don't freaking remember what right. funny things happened in 2019. So I've sort of lost that moment. But I also, in my head, I always tell myself, like, one day there's going to be like an AI app that's going to be able to go into my phone and do this. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah. It sounds like you need
I'm counting on it. A
StoryWorth, you know, that StoryWorth thing that they have. It's like,
yes,
they send, you know, you get it for your parents or like an older family member. And you basically have, it's through questions and emails. They write their life story through like answering questions.
You know, I would never open the emails.
Never.
Because I would not want to open them. I would have them all. I'd have 500 of them.
1,000%
On my deathbed.
Yeah.
Be like, sorry, I didn't yeah. do the story.
Right. They'd be like, they'd open my book and it would be blank. It would be like, yeah, she never did it. She paid $79.99. Right.
Like half a sentence and that's it. And it, my credit card will pay on through yeah. eternity.
Yeah. Like long after I'm gone, I'll still be getting that like $80 a year charge for StoryWorth, and I'll leave my family in debt on my behalf.
In debt,
but you're
sure.
right.
I try and be good now, you know what, with like social content. If mm-hmm. I'm trying to take pictures of a product, I try and do like for my family, forget it, the photos are a mess. But professionally, if I'm taking pictures of like a certain product, now I'll put it, I'll make a folder for it. So
you're ahead
this
of me.
Way I can find them. But it's not, I don't stick to it all the time, but I try to, because I hate that feeling when you want to put and you're scrolling for hours trying to find it.
Yeah. And it's like screenshot 87652.jpg and you're yes. like, awesome. And it's like this tiny thumbnail. You're like, I don't know what that is. I guess we'll just
yeah,
try.
Yeah, like I can do nothing with this.
Jen, I am happy to hear that scheduling will always be a work in progress. I think I'm always fooled by Instagram and everyone like looks like they have like all their shit together and they're, oh, this is my calendar and this is my yeah. whiteboard. And I'm like, oh, this is my pile of paper. Here are my taxes from 2013. Front and center on my desk. But I have a recommendation for you because we're in a similar line. Well, we're basically in the same line of work. But you probably already have something like this. But I just bought these and I'm going to put them in the chat so you can see. And I am so mad that I didn't get these sooner. But when you're always taking pictures of when you're always taking pictures of products, I don't ever usually have the right background. And then it's like a light thing. So I bought Ooh. These and I don't have room to set up like a full green screen situation. So okay. have you seen these? I just dropped them in the chat. Yeah. They're these boards with brackets.
Oh, these are genius.
Yeah. They look like a concrete slab. Like anytime you've seen, you know, a beautiful photo of a pie in the New York Times Cooking, like this is not, they are not renting out like a marble countertop.
Right.
They have these, you know, swappable backgrounds and they photograph on them. They're small enough. They don't bend. They're tiny. I slip them under my desk when I'm not using them. They don't take up any space. And they have really elevated my photography game if I'm taking pictures for Instagram.
Now I'm going to have to like stalk back through your Instagram feed to see these in action. That it's so smart. I mean, the amount of time I spend repropping out my, you know, like my little vignettes. Yep. Although I did learn one thing, like during pandemic life, that I learned was I had to start shooting my own content at home.
Yes.
for the Today Show.
Right, because you're always on camera. That's like a thing. Podcasting, no big deal. You actually had to like have a setup.
I mean, I created this little vignette that you see behind
me. It's beautiful.
You know, it took, and you think, I was always like, oh, it's so easy, or I just have a white background. Like, it doesn't look good. You need texture. You need something.
Yeah.
And the lighting and all that stuff, I kind of had to learn, like, on the fly.
Yep.
But it does come in handy. I'm happy to know it, especially, you know, as I get older and wrinklier and scarier looking. It's good to know how to work the lighting.
It really does help. When we were doing these family Zooms with my in-laws, more in the beginning of the pandemic, Dan and I usually would Zoom in from, we would just be sitting on our bed. And because in California, they have rules about what you can put behind your bed because of earthquakes, which we didn't know, but it does make sense. It honestly looked like we were institutionalized. It was like bright white wall, nothing on it. Like my mother-in-law would be like, where are you? Like, what hospital are you at? And it really, like, it really makes you kind of take ownership of space that you normally would be like, it doesn't matter if this is a white wall, like who's seeing it. And now it's like everyone is seeing it. I have to give a shout.
And in real life, it might look great.
Yes.
And clean, but in Zoom world, no.
No, totally. I got to give a shout. I can see in the background on your vignette, The Art of Showing Up by Rachel Wilkerson Miller, right at the top there. Jen, I blurbed that book. If you open that up, you get my blurb. Rachel's a friend
really?
Of mine. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. When I untether myself from these headphones, I'm going to have to do that.
A great book.
I know. I started it. I'm a big like starter of books. And then I pause and I come back and I pause. But yeah, I love that one so far. And I love, yeah, I've got a lot of good fun ones back there.
Yeah.
Untamed. I love Untamed. I know some people, there's like a mixed bag of Untamed.
No, I loved it. Untamed was so, I mean, side note of reading these books, but like Untamed was so hard for me to read because I was like, this is making me want to, and I love my life, love my marriage, but like that book will make you want to like run away and be like, I'm gonna live the life I like never thought I could live. Like, yeah, it
totally
makes you want to just be like, bye, I'll see you later to everything.
And the funniest part, the weirdest part of that book, I would always use this analogy, like, or this, I mean, not an analogy, but this story when I would talk to you about like, oh, my husband's so effing annoying.
Right.
But the thing that would really annoy me is if I went to like pick up my daughters on the weekend from him and they had beautifully, perfectly braided hair. And I would know that some like probably young, cute girl braided their hair when they wouldn't even let me brush their hair. And that's like where one of the stories she tells in that book.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is exactly, it's like such a little thing, but you just think like you can leave your life. There's certain things that will just like jab you. And it's like those damn perfect braids.
Totally. Those
that
damn
would really piss me off.
Perfect braids. If I left and all of a sudden my dog was doing restock videos on TikTok, I would be like, Lottie, what
seriously?
You were like, what happened? What have I done? No, I love that book. The Art of Showing Up is so good. It came out right as the pandemic started, and it was actually such a nice like reference for like how to keep up your relationships in a time where we couldn't actually be together. And I just thought it was like
yes.
a perfect, perfect read. You guys, this is not the last you're going to see of Jen. I feel like there's going to be a lot of collaboration to come. We've talked about doing some newsletter swaps. We've talked about doing some gift guide things together, but Jen has been at this gig a lot longer than I have. She has archives of great recommendations in the Ultimate Edit. She rounds up, which I think is really fun. She kind of looks through her analytics from, you know, affiliate links and everything she does, and she can tell what her readers and her viewers and her listeners are buying the most of. And then she rounds it up as like, here are the most popular things that you guys were really into to sort of show like, you know, okay, I'm looking for something, but how do I know if it's really, really a hit with other people? There's literally like a whole segment for that where it's like everyone bought the Wander Water, which was one of the reasons why I was like, I'm going to buy it now. And now I'm a lifelong convert. So if you're not following The Ultimate Edit, if you're not subscribed, go subscribe. It comes out every Thursday. It's such a fun thing to wake up to. I really appreciate your consistency. I'm not as consistent with my newsletter. I tell my readers,
I do love your flavor of the week, though. I need that. I need more of that.
I'm glad it comes when it comes. I'm like, it usually comes out on Tuesdays, and then I realized yesterday was Tuesday, and I was like, it will come out on Wednesday.
I know. I remember you posted something about that once, and I was feeling the same way that day about like getting mine out. I did go to every other week in the summer, just I feel like people aren't at their desks, they're not shopping as much, so I was like, nobody needs to hear from me every week.
I totally
But yeah, the consistency, but it's like accountability.
It really is.
And like then, live and die by it.
But no one, and when you need to give yourself a break though, no one holds yourself to a higher standard than you do. So people are very forgiving if you're like, hey, like I need an extra day. They're like, okay, I wasn't like waiting by the computer. You'll send it.
It's like a slippery slope for me. So if I let myself so I'm like, I sort of set myself up as this is the thing I was going to do where I could like own my own. Have my own platform where I could actually talk about the stuff I really like.
Yes.
Without other people chiming in and weighing in on like, well, we don't have an affiliate relationship with that, so you can't do that, da, da, da. So I'm like, I said I was going to do this. I'm going to do this. I also said like I wasn't going to eat a cookie for breakfast this morning, and I did. But like, you know, we try.
That's life. You know what? Cookies are great. Cookies are great. Cookies are great for breakfast any time of day. Any time of day. Yeah, you guys, subscribe to The Ultimate Edit. Get yourself on Jen's radar. Tell her what's working for you, what's not. Try out all the things that she tries. I'm going to buy. Lottie's going nuts now. I'm definitely buying that laundry detergent, like Lifesaver, Tidy Cup.
Tidy Cup. It's such a good one. That and another good one for you is the strainer. The clip-on strainer. Have you tried that
yet? I have it and I love it.
That's like a genius one. I love that. That's like an old school Better Basic. You'll swear by it.
If you guys have a small space or if you're like, why is my colander taking up so much space? The strainer is genius. It like can go in a drawer and it is better than a colander because it's a lot easier to wash. Because wire colanders get so gross with pasta water. That could be a whole other episode. Jen, am I missing anything? Where can everyone follow you besides subscribing? There'll be links to everything, but just let everyone know.
Amazing. So you can all find me on Instagram at Jen Falick or my newsletter. It's called The Ultimate Edit. My website is jenfalick.com. And I have a show now every Thursday on the Today Show's Shop All Day channel or the Today All Day channel, which is online and also on Peacock Network. And every Thursday, and I think it's noon, 4 and 8 p.m., where myself and two other women, we share like all of our favorite shoppable content things. So that's called Shop All Day. And it's a new thing for me. So that's been really exciting.
That is amazing. Between the two of us, you guys, we have you covered. If you can't find it on GThinks, you can find it on The Ultimate Edit. If you can't find it on either, just let us know. One of us can test it out. Jen, it was so wonderful to have you. I can't believe it took this long, and that's my fault because I'm so bad at emails, but this has been the best, and this will not be the last time we see you on GThinks.
Oh, no, I'm going to stalk you down. I'm so excited. I love when I was driving to and from camp, dropping off my kids' stuff over the summer, I would listen to all your podcast episodes. I was so excited. And you're like, do you want to be on? I'm like, yes.
You gotta. Like, take this over. So I'm so happy. You guys, we will link to everything we talked about. It's going to be a long one because, of course, we spent the entire time just talking about the stuff we buy that we love, the essence of this podcast and the essence of The Ultimate Edit. And we will see you guys next week for another episode. And that was wonderful.